financial aid seminars, the FCC addresses spam calls and spoofing, and the application period for the Fire and EMS grant program opens up. On this PA House podcast with Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset counties, I'm your host, Chuck Nichols. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. Well, Matt, it's back to school time. School buses are running. The kids are all in their new clothes and getting acclimated to classes. Now's the time to start thinking about education moving forward and financial aid for those folks thinking about higher education. Talk to us about what you're doing to address this.
As the school year started this week for many area students and the back-to-school season is in full swing, I wanted to invite families of high school students to our upcoming financial aid seminars. Representatives from the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, known as FEA, and local schools, including vocational schools and institutions of higher education, will be on hand to help students with financial aid questions. The seminars are open to high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors, as well as non-traditional students and their families. These seminars will take place on Thursday, September 19th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Third Presbyterian Church, 425 Union Street in Uniontown, and on Thursday, September 26th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Myersdale High School Auditorium, 1349 Shaw Mines Road in Myersdale. For more information, call 724-438-6100 or visit repdowling.com.
The next thing we'd like to talk about is something that is really annoying and even can be dangerous when used maliciously, and that is spoofing and spam calls. The FCC is trying to address this. What's going on?
Recognizing the frustration and potential danger posed by spam calls and spoofing, the Federal Communications Commission has announced new rules this week that will ban malicious caller ID spoofing of text messages and foreign calls. The rules are designed to close a loophole in existing law that prevented the agency from pursuing scammers sending spoofed text messages and international bad actors making spoofed calls to Americans. Earlier this summer, the FCC approved rules that could make it easier for AT&T, Verizon, and other telecom giants to block suspected spam calls on behalf of their subscribers. It allows the companies to enroll consumers in their call blocking services by default, as opposed to waiting for customers to sign up for such tools on their own. While these changes are important steps in the fight against robocalls and spoofing, no one expects that they will result in their total elimination. You can protect yourself by using some of the following tips provided by the FCC. Don't answer calls from unknown numbers. Don't assume when the caller ID shows a local number that the caller is actually local. If you answer and the caller asks you to press a button to stop receiving calls or asks you to say yes in response to a question, hang up to prevent your response from being used for unauthorized charges. And if a caller claims to be from a legitimate company or organization, hang up and call them back using a valid number found online or a recent bill if you do business with the organization. If you have lost money because of a scam telephone call, notify your law enforcement agency. And if you receive a spam call, you can file a complaint with the FCC Consumer Complaint Center on the web at consumercomplaints.fcc.gov.
And finally, Matt, the Fire and EMS grant program application period is opening up soon. This is great news for first responders all around the state. Talk to us about this program and why it's so important that fire and EMS companies all across the state apply for this.
Fire companies and ambulance services throughout Pennsylvania are encouraged to apply for the 2019-2020 Fire Company Emergency Medical Service Companies Grant Program from the Office of the State Fire Commissioner. The application period will open the first week of September and remains open for 45 days. Organizations may apply for a grant in up to two of six eligible funding categories. Those categories include construction or renovation of a unit's facility and purchase or repair of necessary fixtures and furnishings, purchase or repair of firefighting, ambulance, or rescue equipment, including fuel for company vehicles, debt reduction related to the above categories, training and certification of members, training and education materials about fire prevention for the general public, and for career fire departments only, overtime costs associated with backfilling positions while firefighters are attending training. The maximum grant amount is $15,000 for fire companies and $10,000 for volunteer ambulance services. A total of $30 million will be awarded through the program, which is funded by state gaming proceeds. Exact filing dates for this year's Fire and EMS Grants Program will be available soon on the Office of the State Fire Commissioner's website at www.osfc.pa.gov.
Matt, thanks for being with us today, and we hope to talk to you soon. And please tune in for another PA House podcast with State Representative Matt Dowling.